Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
कश्मीर से लेके कन्याकुमारी, ईस्ट टू द वेस्ट ऑफ द कंट्री, पीपल वर रैटल्ड बाय व्हाट हैपेंड इन पुलवामा ऑन द 14th ऑफ फेब. वी स्टिल काइंड ऑफ डीलिंग विद इट. I'm Disha Oberoi. This is Red FM. The show is called Morning Number One. So you remember on the 14th of Feb, 40 CRPF Jawans were martyred. The next day, the Indian Army got into a very long gun battle for about 8, 9, 10 hours with Jaish-e-Mohammed terrorists who they had been tracking. And these were their top guys operating out of India. Pakis from Jaish-e-Mohammed operating on Indian soil. The Jammu and Kashmir police got down, tracked them, and yesterday a very strong statement coming from the Jammu and Kashmir police head and the Indian Army that, listen, if anybody picks up weapons, they will be eliminated. They also made a plea to the mothers of Kashmir saying, apne bachon ko stone pelting aur ye hathiyar bazi mein mat dalo. There is a very good surrender policy that the Indian government is coming up with. If they choose to surrender, there will be no action taken. But if they pick stones or weapons, they will be eliminated. Take a listen to General, Lieutenant General Dhillon of the Indian Army. This was a press conference yesterday, in case you missed it.
That convoy attack was carried out by Jaish-e-Mohammed of Pakistan, and it was being controlled from Pakistan with active support of ISI and the Pakistan Army, who are in charge of controlling, coordinating, fabricating and execution of this operation, were the main people of the JEM. And I'm happy to inform the country that in less than 100 hours, we eliminated the JEM leadership in the valley, which was being handled by JEM from Pakistan.
That was very clearly stated yesterday in the press conference, after which, finally, 5 days after the Pulwama attack, the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Mr. Imran Khan, decides to speak up.
Pakistan ko isse kya fayda hai? Kyun Pakistan इस स्टेज के ऊपर जब पाकिस्तान स्टेबिलिटी की तरफ जा रहा है, हमने 15 साल की दहशतगर्दी की जंग जिसमें 70,000 पाकिस्तानी मारे गए हैं, एक दहशतगर्दी नीचे जा रही है, अमन आ रहा है, स्टेबिलिटी आ रही है, हम क्यों कोई इस तरह का, इससे हमें फायदा क्या है? अगर आपके पास कोई एक्शनेबल इंटेलिजेंस है कि पाकिस्तान इन्वॉल्व है, वो हमें दे, मैं आपको गारंटी करता हूं कि हम एक्शन लेंगे.
What a sham. What an absolute sham. Now, Indian Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson responded to the Prime Minister of Pakistan and said this.
We have seen the statement made by Pakistani Prime Minister. We are not surprised that the Prime Minister of Pakistan refuses to acknowledge the attack on our security forces in Pulwama as an act of terrorism. Prime Minister of Pakistan has neither chosen to condemn this nor condoled with the bereaved families. The Pakistani Prime Minister has ignored claims made by the Jaish-e-Mohammed as well as by the terrorist. It is a well-known fact that Jaish-e-Mohammed and its leader Masood Azhar are based in Pakistan. This should be sufficient proof for Pakistan to take action.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. Disha!